Well, good morning. Good afternoon. This is Raymond Hall, and we're here again. This is the Raymond Hall Show. I want to welcome everyone for tuning in to the show. I am Raymond Hall, your host, and with me is Erica Flynn Walker, Mrs. Walker.
Good afternoon, everyone. How are you doing today? Welcome.
Gracious co-host. We have a full show today.
Absolutely.
We have with us as guests, Personal Assistant Service Counsel, and we have long-term board member with us, Maggie Belton, and Mrs. Olita Agar, who is manager of adult and senior issues. Yeah. So, and we have you, the viewing office audience. You're like the sixth person around here. The first vice of American Legion Post 109 mm-hmm. is going to join us on a phone call around 12:50 and give us some information about that American Legion Post that they're having there. And you got to stick around because we got something that's a little bit special going on with us. So we are excited about the show.
Yes, we are absolutely excited.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Just trying to stay cool. How about yourself?
I am trying to do the same thing. Staying cool seems to be the big issue around here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what's going on?
What's going on is that it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood today. We're here in Leimert Park, California at Morris Media Studio Broadcasting. Mm-hmm. We like for you to say, for each and every one of you, to go to Facebook and follow us. Also Twitter at The Raymond Hall Show. Also, Instagram. We're new and up and running on Instagram at The Raymond Hall Show. So what we'd like for you to do is just take some time out right now to go and link up with us. Follow us, like us, and we're also on a podcast right now. That's something new that we're doing, and that is on the, what is our podcast?
SoundCloud. She made me smart. Okay.
So we're trying to get.
I want to tell you, she made me smart. She didn't. Mrs. Walker. Oh, she is very smart, and she just wouldn't let up. We need this. We need that. We need. You know, I'm old and I'm Southern, so I move slow. And she just was relentless in saying we need to step it up.
Right, right. Because we would love to listen to our audience and each and everything that they have to say, and we know that there's all these different mediums for you to listen to us. You might not be able to watch us on the live stream, but you can listen to us on a podcast while you're walking, you're exercising. So we just want to make sure that you know at the Raymond Hall Show, you can go to Facebook and like us. You can go to Instagram at the Raymond Hall Show. Also Twitter at the Raymond Hall Show.
All right. And we do have an additional staff person that's dedicated to that.
His name is Mr. Antoine Johnson, and he's taking me to the next level. He is our social media manager, and he is what we're looking to. Well, he's there for us to assist you to stay in contact with us at the Raymond Hall Show.
Well, I told him that I'll talk to him every now and then. We got a different – the Raymond Hall Show has a different conversation.
Yes, different conversation.
The social media part of it is a totally different conversation, you know. So if he talks to me, he's talking to the boss. When he talks to Mrs. Walker, he's talking her language. Okay. So hopefully it will inspire everyone to kind of step up and find that platform that they communicate with easily, and they will follow us. The message here is all about service. Service is important. It's actually vital to the community to which you are part, as well as the nation. Our guest here today, Personal Assistance Service Council, even has service in their name, so they know how vital service is. When you look all through the history of this nation, everywhere, in every aspect of the nation, people have given service. It's not the people who donated all kinds of money or anything. People have donated their time, their talents, and their resources, and all of it has led to them donating service. And we're standing in the fruit of their service, so we're required to give some service too. We're going to be here, and we're going to be talking with Maggie and Olita, and we're going to hear from them right now. Maggie is special to me. You know, Raymond, I'm not going to go there today, but Maggie and Olita, we go a long way back.
Yes.
We go all the way back to the Area Agency on Aging Advisory Council.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Wow.
Right.
Okay.
They're, history.
Yeah, they're all about slavery. So, Maggie, give us a little brief introduction as a board member. First of all, what is PAC, Personal Assistance Service Council? How did it start? You and Olita kind of filled the audience in.
Right. And I just want to say a little tidbit.
Well, I'm a longtime historian. I believe in history.
Okay.
If you don't know what your history is, you don't know what you're doing or what you're about. One of the few places in the United States in which people are paid to look after each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they are paid by the government.
Mm-hmm.
In order to deliver service to those who do not have the funds or the energy to get personal care services.
Okay.
I'm a long time recipient.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was with PASC, the Personal Services Council, has been around for 25 years. Mm-hmm. Most people don't even know that.
Right.
Okay.
What we deliver is services for those who cannot afford to buy services on the market.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, as a board member, what is your function as a board member to the council?
Keep people in line.
Oh, there she goes. Miss Maggie,
that's
she keep them straight to the point.
So I'm going to go over here to Olita. And Olita, let us know just...
tell them what I do.
I got it. Okay.
Well, a lot of what she just said is very true.
Right.
Okay. Maggie was part of the Personal Assistance Services Council board before it ever had a name.
Okay.
Okay.
And basically, as a governing board, we have a 15-member governing board.
Okay.
Most of whom have either been in home supportive services recipients,
okay,
or they're currently in home supportive services recipients. I know,
okay.
IHSS is a mouthful,
and right.
And the Personal Assistance Services Council is a mouthful.
But most people know it as the IHSS, in home supportive services, is a more familiar term that people hear.
Yes, right. They're gonna recognize it as IHSS.
Correct.
That's
mm-hmm.
what it's been shortened down to.
Okay.
And the Personal Assistance Services Council as PASC or PASC.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We go by either one. Mm-hmm. So Maggie came on board and was our board chair mm-hmm. for 7 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And came to the office almost every day
mm-hmm.
and worked and drove the program to where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
Actually hired most of us mm-hmm. that
really?
Are there.
Oh, wow.
And
mm-hmm.
got the registry, the home care registry, up off the ground
okay.
and functioning where it had never been done before.
Okay. Beautiful. About
well,
how many
Walker,
about how many
fire
people
me, now I know where yeah, I come get a
exactly.
job.
Exactly. About how many people
exactly,
do you about
huh?
how many people, Ms. Beltran, do you think you service? People receive the in-home supportive services?
Well, in the system, there are 144 to 156,000 people who are in the DPSS system
okay.
who have providers that are being paid by the county, state, and Medicaid.
Okay.
We need to keep our eye on the ball about Medicaid.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We need to keep our eye on the ball about what's being paid by the state.
Okay.
We need to know where these things are happening. You have to realize that this service is available only to people who have Medi-Cal.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to take a break. Sorry to cut you off so quickly.
That's all right.
This was a long introduction. We're going to get into the heart of the matter and the meat of the matter.
Okay.
We're going to take our first break, and we are going to be right back. back. I think you have some information
for us. Stay
with
us. Did you want me to give the information now, or you want to go to the break?
In the first break, we always want to hear from you now on these platforms.
Okay.
Because these platforms are incredible. I listen
right
to that SoundCloud, that podcast.
The podcast, again,
oh,
what we like for you to do is go to the Raymond Hall Show on the, what was the podcast?
SoundCloud,
that's it. We're on SoundCloud right now at the Raymond Hall Show, RaymondHall. SHOW.
And I was pretty impressed with that.
Yeah. It was something really new and innovative, because what we need right now is we need to build up our audience. We need all of the people that is listening to us in any way that you can. We need to know that you're there so we can build up our audience, because we are new on the block. And so Facebook, also like us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So I'm trying to get Mr. Hall to go and tweet some of that good stuff, you know, like the president. I think he has president-worthy tweets, but I'm working on him with that.
It's according to which president you're talking about. We truly are going to go to a quick break.
Yes,
and when we get back,
we're right
going to talk about some of the things that the Personal Assistance Service Council does.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Stay with us, everyone.
Okay, we are back with Olita Aguilar and Maggie Beltran, and they are with the Personal Assistance Council, Service Council, and they are instrumental in helping a lot of people have services through the in-home,
supportive services, which
okay
is vital and needed. And so Ms. Beltran was going to give us 2 points of eligibility that's vital.
Okay.
Yeah. Ms. Beltran?
Go.
Eligibility.
Oh. Eligibility, I think Alita and I'll share this across. If I don't say it, she'll say it, and we'll get it on.
Okay.
Eligibility, first you have to be Medi-Cal eligible.
Okay.
And that is by financial constraints that's set on the program. Secondly, that you can have a member of your family be your caregiver and still have that person pay.
Okay.
This came about in California out of San Francisco, where we had a huge number of people, both male and female, who were caregiving for their parents out of the Chinese community. And I know some people can remember the name Willie Brown. And Willie Brown pulled it. He was one of the staunch believers that caregivers should be paid even if they were related. And so therefore in California we have this piece.
Okay.
Now, you spoke that you had to be Medi-Cal eligible.
That
what
is
does
correct.
Medi-Cal eligible mean?
Medi-Cal eligible means you got to be poor.
Okay. Well.
Okay. But Olita, help me out here.
Okay.
What is the definition of poor? What is the? Is it a certain income level
yes
that you have to have? It's what is
in,
that?
It is decided by the federal government and the state that if you are economically disadvantaged. See, there are a lot of people who need this care who are not getting it, who are getting Medi-Cal and need to be receiving these services which they could get. Am I not right, Olita?
Right.
And it is income-based.
Income-based.
It's income-based.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you receive Medi-Cal, it means that you receive also access to parts of the insurance program across the United States that allows you to see doctors, have doctors' payments paid, and those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us don't know that.
Okay.
And this is part of what they're fighting in the Congress, to pull many of us off who are Medi-Cal eligible and put us in a different pot so that we will not be able to receive these services. So you need to look and see if you're Medi-Cal eligible, because not only will it impact and on your in-home supportive services, it may impact on grandmas and grandpas and uncles and aunts too.
Wow.
Okay.
So right.
Very good.
Oh, I was going to say, right at the moment, currently the income limit for the Medi-Cal program and for IHSS is $2,000 a month.
Okay.
For an individual, it's $3,000 for a couple.
Okay.
You do have to have, you know, disability that Social Security determines.
Okay.
You can own your home. You can own a car.
Okay.
And you can own some life insurance policies. So that's basically the requirement. Or 65 and older. With, you know, maybe you have vision impairment, some things like ALS and end-stage renal disease, those things qualify automatically.
Okay. So, Olita, one thing. Now, you say when you say you can own your home, so you can be a homeowner and be within the individual monthly income of $2,000, and you can still receive the in supportive services, and that is not a lien against your home or in any way.
It may be.
Okay.
There you need to check it carefully.
Okay.
You cannot have more than $2,000 in the bank. That doesn't mean $2,001. Because if they come by and find you have $2,001, you lose your Medi-Cal for the month in which you had the $2,001. It requires, I would say, anybody who is on SSI and SSD
are eligible.
Is eligible.
Okay.
It's when you move over into the Social Security. There was one piece that Alita didn't mention.
Okay.
If you have a wedding ban.
If you're married.
If you're married and you become a spouse of somebody who's deceased, and you have a wedding ban that's worth, say, $3,000, they don't make you give it up anymore. They used to make you give. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of information, ladies and gentlemen, all our listening audience out there. We want you to make sure that you're paying close attention to this, because, like we said, there are plenty of people that are in this position. If it's not you right now, eventually it may be you, but we all have family members. So
how do people find out more information if they had questions?
It's difficult. This is the most expensive program in California outside of the school system.
Okay, well, the Personal Assistance Council service.
The in-home support?
Yes.
In-home supportive service. Public authority for in-home supportive service. Toll-free number is 877-565-4475. Or you can go on the internet to PASCLA.org.
Okay.
I want to make a real quick correction if I can.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's 877-565-4477.
Thanks a lot
for
that.
And we can help and assist with some of those issues. If you do make a little bit over the income limit, there are ways of working around things that we can help with that.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
There are ways to do it.
Okay.
But you got
to
know.
Talk to us about your job as manager of the adult and senior issues.
My job changes every day.
Sound like me, girl.
Which makes it really interesting.
Exactly.
I manage community partnerships.
Okay, and what is a community partnership?
And what that entails is that I do a lot of community outreach.
Okay.
I go into different neighborhoods. I go into to talk with different organizations about the Personal Assistance Services Council, about IHSS, and how it might be of benefit to you.
Okay.
And so that service people that are in other agencies that work with Medi-Cal folks,
okay.
Will know how to get in touch with us,
okay.
And that our agency is available and that we do have these services.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of my job is connecting with different organizations in the community. I work on the Los Angeles County Commission on Aging.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
I partner with some of the government programs,
okay.
to do the same sort
the
of
outreach.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I work with some of the health plans to provide mm-hmm. services and to get the information out to the public as well.
Okay. Right. That's like one or two of your job.
That's at least one or two.
Okay.
I also handle information and referral.
Okay.
So if someone's looking for a particular item or is having trouble with getting the benefits that they need from whatever organization they're trying to work through, I can help with some of that as well.
Okay, like an advocacy.
Right,
okay,
absolutely.
Okay, sounds
That's,
good.
That is a large population.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
190.
And that's just in the state of California?
We're looking
LA
at
LA County.
And you have to realize each one of these people that you're talking about
mm-hmm.
has at least one caregiver.
Right.
And some now, have I have two.
Okay.
But each one, so when you're talking about 140,000
people
to 150, it varies, okay? And each one of them has at least one caregiver. Some, we're talking about a large population that can impact on the political system. Services are what you ask for. Most of our people don't know their own strength in the political arena because they feel like, yeah, the government is doing it for me. We are delivering the services that you require. You require
yeah.
them.
Okay.
I wanted to say one thing about Alita, if I may,
okay.
being I'm a board member and been around a year or two. When she came to work for PASC, the thing I said to her was, write your own job description.
Yes, she did.
Because if it doesn't go right, don't blame me.
It's true. She did.
I think I'm going to remember that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm going to
write your own description.
If you write your own job description, how can you blame the boss?
You can't.
Yeah. I was really impressed when I was researching and preparing for this show. I was very impressed on how far and how detailed it was and how caregiver responsibilities were described.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That you could provide care for the person that you're charged with, but you don't need to cook for the whole family.
No, it's just for that individual.
Wash, yeah, you don't need to wash. And I went, this is very thorough.
It is very.
Yeah, it's very thorough. When at one time I did have in-home supportive services when I first had the heart transplant.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they came in, and it was just a big
help. Yes, it
yeah,
is.
Because mm-hmm. they did everything. Okay.
So well, as you noticed, when I came, I bring my caregiver with me.
Right.
Because I don't expect other people to be able or to take time out of their schedule to give me the care I need, even though I'm still running around loose.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So it helps when we look at what the system is supposed to do, which is give care to people who need it.
Mm-hmm.
And in LA County, as opposed to several other counties in California, you can choose your own caregiver.
Okay.
Oh, in other counties
you can't?
No. Some of them have contract systems, and they send you who they think you need.
Ms. Beltran, how are the hours determined that a person, like you said, you have two caregivers. So do you get 24 hours?
No.
How does that work?
The maximum number of hours across 90% of the population is 283.
Okay.
For the month.
Per month,
283.
Per month. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some individual cases where we have either adults or children who need 24-hour care.
Okay.
And there are waivers that you can get.
Okay.
However, mm-hmm. then I'm going to however.
Okay.
That's a small fraction. A small fraction. We're not talking about a large number of waivers.
Okay. The majority is the 283 hours yep. that the 146,000 or more people are given per month.
Most people get about 10 hours.
I read something that I didn't quite understand.
Am I correct? Most people get about 10 hours.
Total.
For the week? For the month?
For the month.
Well, what is that based on?
10 hours?
There are some that get the 10-hour mark, but I think probably the average on that is somewhere from 50 to 60 hours a month.
Okay.
But it's, Maggie's shaking her head. So we could be very way off on this.
Right.
But
approximately is what we're speaking of.
Okay. Alita and I disagree because... And even though we're in the same organization, depending on which angle you're looking at it from.
Okay.
Most people, the 10 hours is down here.
Right.
Some people get 5. That's very few. If you look at the bell curve, the 283s are way out here.
Okay.
The 5s are way down here. Most people in the middle will probably get
half of
10, 15, some 20. Mm-hmm. And some of it depends on what we say when Department of Public Social Service arrive mm-hmm. and the worker comes. If you say to them, they say to you, can you wash your dishes? Of course I can. Then you're going to get few hours.
Right.
Yeah.
It is, haven't taught people that if you say to somebody, can you mop and sweep your floor? Most people
who are senior
and disabled and don't understand the language and are upset by the system coming in, they think the government is going to take something from them. Mm-hmm. The answer is yes. Mm-hmm. Instead, the answer being no.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because
we haven't taught
people yet how to respond to the situation.
Okay.
Well, that's going to be another show. Yeah, right. That's definitely another show.
Right. We really do need that information.
Let me ask you something, though. I don't know whether I read it wrong or I just misunderstood it. If you have in-home supportive services and you reach a certain age, do they get the money back?
No.
So you can, it is not?
No.
There's no age limit at all on this program. We have children on the program as young as 3 years old.
Okay.
I mean, if you get diagnosed with early developmental disability, mm-hmm. then we have some as young as 3, mm-hmm. some as old as, I don't know, who's our oldest?
I think
107 or
103 last time.
103. Okay.
103.
So. Well, I don't know. We'll talk about it off the air, but it's a very, very serious conversation that we're having now, because there are so many people that I know personally that have in-home supportive services, and we need to have all the ins and outs and the information on what we need to be giving the information that we need to be giving in order to get the maximum amount of services.
The key is, and I'm going to be redundant here, is there's a fear system built in.
Okay.
And we respond to the government in fear, because this comes from the Department of Public Social Service.
Right.
They send a worker out to make an evaluation.
Right.
And if you don't say it correctly, you get fewer hours.
Period.
Right. It's not the time to tell somebody that you're fine.
Right.
See, and that's what they're saying.
What do we do?
That's not when
somebody asks you, how are you?
I'm fine. And then after that, now.
Right. That's not what they want to hear.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I think in most cases, the people don't know that.
Exactly. And this is the reason why we're saying we want to listen to our audience, and we want our audience to listen to us, because we are giving out some vital information, because everyone knows when that person comes from the Department of Social Services and she's interviewing me, I'm doing well, I'm having a great day, everything's beautiful. Well, that is not the correct answer that you want to give at that time, because that's going to basically indicate to them that you don't need help.
What we definitely want to make clear here, we don't want anybody to embellish.
No, don't embellish.
Tell the truth. You know, I've seen some things, and I've experienced some things. From the same, I think, department, I've seen people go out and evaluate people because someone called in and said that they acting strange.
That's a whole other piece.
But what I'm saying to you is that when someone shows up at the door and a person is a senior and a person is doing the best they can, they don't know whether it's adult protective services or in-home supportive services. So they're likely to say, I'm fine.
Exactly.
Okay. So what we need to do is to help them to understand
the difference
between adult protective services
and in-home supportive services.
And that you will not end up in the nursing home if you say, I can't wash my dishes, I can't take care of my animal. They're not going to take your animal from you.
Well,
because there are programs, I'll throw this in, there are programs in LA County to help you feed your animal.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, like I said, it's been there, done that. It's something that's very real, because I've been in the home of seniors. And the little white car shows up. And you have to go to the curb and read what's on the door of the car.
Right.
In-home supportive service or adult protective service. So I can understand.
We all have good days and bad days.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
You know, how many times we take a car in when the car's acting up and we take it into the service guy. And it's running just fine.
Right.
So
when you take it
to here.
Exactly.
Right. It's the same way with our health and our well-being, and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some days we do well, social worker comes out, and we're having a great day.
Right.
Yeah. But other days, it's not like that.
Emotionally, we may not be so stable.
Yeah, so always talk about the worst day that you
I had an opportunity to speak to some new DPSS workers who are going to be going out doing this program, and they were in training, and I had an opportunity to speak to them. And I said, if you walk into somebody's house and they have a walker and they tell you they can sweep and mop the floor just fine, you know that's not true. But you have to assess the situation. But you have to realize the DPSS workers that they send out to make the evaluation are not social workers.
We're going to pick this conversation up on the other side of the break.
Okay.
And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Maggie and Olita. They're going to continue to discuss the services at In-Home Supportive Services and the connection to Personal Assistance Service Council. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Follow us up on Facebook.
Good afternoon. We are back. This is the Raymond Hall Show. We're here
Thanks
with
for coming back.
Olita and Maggie. You know, this time just goes really fast.
So fast.
We're here with Maggie and Olita, and we have had an interesting conversation so far. I've learned a whole lot of things
about
from
the
y'all
in-home supportive
here.
Service, the Personal Assistance Service Council. Again, toll free 1-877-565-4477, or go to the internet and go to PHSCLA.org.
Okay, and that's how they reach you all
directly? That's how you can reach them directly.
Okay, all right.
Personal Assistance Service Council.
Okay, and so now during the break we were talking about the registry.
Yes, and this registry will be for both the registry and the registrar, the person that's the patient and then the person that's the caregiver.
Okay. Right. Now, talk to us about that for a while. Tell us the importance.
You want me to talk first? You talk first.
Okay. Okay, so
you see, we have a little thing.
Right.
Back and forth.
You guys work well together.
So, at 17 years.
So after the recipient goes through all of this processing by qualifying for Medi-Cal, and then they qualify for in-home supportive services, mm-hmm. and they have some hours that they're approved for okay. the month, mm-hmm. they can call this toll-free number that you just gave out,
okay. mm-hmm.
and they can enroll in what we call a home care registry.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, the registry is free and it's voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
After you've done all these steps, it's free and voluntary.
Okay.
And what we will do is we'll help the recipient find a home care worker. If there's no one else that can do it, there's no family member,
they don't
have
know
anyone
anyone
that they can okay. ask to do that, they can call us and enroll, and we'll send out a list. We send out maybe 5 or 6 people on a list.
Oh, okay. That's really good.
Mm-hmm. Then it's up to that recipient to make those phone calls and to do the hiring and to let IHSS know that they've hired a caregiver.
Okay.
Maggie, you want to pick it up?
Yeah, let me say something about it. Even if you decide that you want Jane, who lives next door,
okay,
they still have to go through a program.
Yes.
They have to give a background check.
Yes, mm-hmm. and a fingerprint.
They have to go to a
yes.
meeting.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do all of these. There are 4 pieces of the program.
Okay.
So you cannot just go next door and hire Jane, mm-hmm. who has not gone through the county program. It's only 4 little pieces, but you have to have a Department of Justice background check.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You must have that.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, unless you have that, the county state will not pay you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that pretty much means people that have colored backgrounds, they are not eligible to be a
caregiver.
Well,
now that gets to be skimpy too.
Okay.
Because there is,
I love
if
it.
You have done adult abuse, child abuse, things like that.
Right.
You can forget it.
You can forget it. Okay.
You can forget it.
Okay.
Now, maybe if you have shoplifted from Macy's
okay.
and grandma wants you, we can waive you and
okay.
get you in. If
grandma
says, I don't want anybody but Lucy taking care of me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And grandma knows you've been to jail.
Okay.
There's a possibility that you can get through the background
check. I can appreciate that, Ms. Beltran, because we do want to, let everyone know about the options that they may have. Like
yeah.
if grandmother has someone and she
yeah.
knows she has a background, there is possibly still
yeah.
a way for her to
yes.
be her caregiver.
Yes,
very
but
good.
She can only be grandma's caregiver.
No one else.
Nobody else.
Okay, yeah. very good.
You
nobody
know,
else.
Seeing the other side of the coin now because,
mm-hmm.
What was it, a couple of weeks
yeah.
ago, we had Grandmama Needs a Village too.
Granny Needs a Village too.
Yeah.
yeah. But if you have been in child abuse, sex abuse, stole from the county,
Forget
we're
about
not
it.
Going to pay you.
That's really what they're looking for.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. generally speaking, last I heard, they were going, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this,
no,
they were going back 10 years.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good records. Information. Uh-huh. Thank right. you, Ms. They, Alita, for that right, information.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know,
may I interrupt 1 second?
Yes.
The reason PASC was founded by L.A. County was for a registry.
Okay.
Because people said when they got in-home service, they could find nobody to give them services. Mm. So when the ordinance was written mm-hmm. back some 20 years ago, mm-hmm. the main piece of it was to provide a registry.
Makes sense.
Now the union also has a registry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you work in in-home supportive services, you do have a union which you can join.
Wow. So, oh, very yeah. good.
SSEU. That's it.
What's the name
SEIU,
of the union?
And I don't know the number anymore.
SEIU.
I apologize. I don't know the number.
SEIU is a member that the people that are caregivers are a part of.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's mm-hmm. good information.
And,
you guys listening out there?
Because I was impressed
there?
To have healthcare, health
insurance,
medical.
Yes.
Insurance.
Oh, yes.
They do.
You have the number. For
okay,
you.
Let me.
Have,
you can okay. go ahead and read the number, please.
The number for the SEIU. Mm-hmm. This is for the home care workers.
Okay, for the okay. home care workers.
This is 855-727-2756.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Repeat that one more time.
That's 855-727-2756.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
we don't want to miss the union because this was put together as a three-legged stool. If you remember sitting on a stool and milking a cow, it has three legs.
Right.
The union, the consumer, mm-hmm. and the provider.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot, it does not work
without
unless all
of
three
them work together.
Pieces are working.
Okay.
And that's very
well, that's, really,
that's very
that's
informative
really,
and good information. Yeah, no, who knew that the people really that are working to take care of people that need services actually had a union that is formed for their benefit?
Yeah. You know, I would be remiss if I did not at least mention Director Cynthia Banks of Community and Senior Services and Workforce Development. It's through the earlier agency, the Advisory Council on Aging, where we met.
Yes.
And we
got
have
a thousand years in.
Yeah, I've met so many dedicated people to providing service. And I am really impressed with the County of Los Angeles. The we don't always agree with the board,
right.
or we don't always agree with everything people do.
But overall.
Overall, when you go across this country, especially when you go to some communities.
They are making an impact, and it makes a difference.
Well, the County of Los Angeles is set apart.
It's
a forerunner, yeah, just like San Francisco and Oakland. We're
it's
all
one of the leaders.
Forerunners
one
to
of the
service,
leaders.
Because
that's
you
right.
go some places. I went to a restaurant, and I forgot I wasn't in California, and I went over and told the person, you can't smoke no cigarette in here. What's wrong with
are
you?
Are they still smoking?
They still got a smoking section. You know, smoking.
But you were not in California.
I wasn't
they,
in California.
They okay. ask you if you want sweet or unsweetened tea.
Right.
You do that.
So I want to thank Director Banks and thank all of the staff there. I don't want to start calling staff people's name because I'd forget somebody and then yeah. we'd really be in trouble. People roll their eyes when we go to the meeting next Monday. You didn't mention my name. But all of the dedicated people that all of the services for seniors and for disabled and just
yes.
for the good of the community are afforded through. We want to mention that agency and mention all of the people that do all the work at the in-home supportive services. We're going to shift gears for a minute, and we will be able to get right back. I'm going to turn this over to Ms. Walker.
Okay. Well, once again, I'd like to thank all of you who've been there so far listening, and I invite you to stay with us until the end of the broadcast. And in the meantime, you can go to Facebook and like us. You can go to Twitter at The Raymond Hall Show, and also Instagram and like us. And we look forward to hearing from you. There's a place there where you'll be able to leave a message, or you can make a comment. And what we're trying to do right now is just build our audience base so that we can be a part of getting you this vital information from all of these personal service assistance councils in the County of Los Angeles and each and every different guest that we've had in the last 11, 12 weeks here on the Raymond Hall Show.
Okay. You know, the thing is all about service. It really is. I can't say too much about it. We're here because someone gave service, and we are better off by that service, and what's required is for us to give service too. So we're going to be right back.
From deep in my soul,
are back. We're going to shift gears here for a moment. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. We have on the telephone the first vice president of American Legion Post 109, found in Los Angeles on Vernon Street, Mr. Nolan Jones. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Dr.
Good
Jones.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Mr.
Yes.
Nolan Jones.
Give us a little quick knowledge about American Legion Post 109.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. But first, let me give a warm acknowledgement to the host, the distinguished Mr. Raymond Hall.
Yes.
And his new compliment to this distinction, his co-host, Ms. Erica Walker, along
thank
with
you.
The listening audience.
Thank you.
Value blessing, and a special salutation to the veteran May.
Thank you.
American Legion, American Legion Post 109. Thank you, Maggie, for your service.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Well, very welcome. Now, American Legion, as Mr. Hall stated, is the only faith-based legion in the state of California. Now, we say that with our chest out. We're proud of that. We don't mind stating from where our roots come.
Amen.
From a higher source. We acknowledge and we move forward in that light.
Okay.
We are a group of community veterans serving the needs of the veterans and the needs of the community. That's our purpose.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nolan. What we're going to do right now is make an acknowledgement of a commentation of the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War by the President of the United States of America. This is a proclamation that will be given to Ms. Maggie Beltran at this time in observance of the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War.
Okay. Maggie, I was talking to you earlier, and I kept asking you the same question. Maggie,
yes, and I kept ducking it because
yeah.
I didn't want anybody to know how old I am.
Because it's very important, because this is a period-specific proclamation.
Yes, it
had to be a service given inside of the declared Vietnam era period. So we won't take time to read the whole thing, but this is from the immediate past president of the United States of America.
Thank
and
you.
The final paragraph reads thus, "Now, therefore, I, Barack Obama, President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim May 28, 2012 through November the 11th, 2025 as the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. I call upon federal, state, and local officials to honor all Vietnam veterans or fallen or wounded, those unaccounted for,
yes.
other former prisoners of war, their families, and all who served with appropriate programs, ceremonies, and activities. In witness whereof, I hereunto set my hand to the 25th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2020. 12, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 226th. This is the president, former past President Barack Obama. And we present to Maggie this proclamation from the president, and with it is the pen. So we want to hold it up so they'll be able to see it along with the pen. Maggie, thank you so very much for it.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Jones, when does American Legion Post have their next meeting?
Our next meeting will be in the month of August. If I'm not mistaken, it's the 21st. We meet on the third Monday of each month.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so very much for joining us with that information, and we're going to sign off with you now. Continue that service in the community. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know that the community that this post serves in has one of the highest needs for service. Those men and women who were the best that the nation had and called, and they answered the call to service, now they find themselves in need of service, and Post 109 is there providing services in the community. So thanks again, Dr. Jones.
Thank you so much for your
God bless you, and
time.
We'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye now.
Goodbye.
Bye.
All right. Now, we're going to take a quick minute to just change from just a brief short break to change from these headphones, and then we're going to be right back with Erica Walker with the Community Moment.
We'll be right back. Stay
okay. The engineer is telling us that we're going to have to wrap it up because we don't have that time, so we're just going to move these headphones, and we're going to talk about this Community Moment. So what is the state? Just give us a brief on this healthcare, I guess.
Oh, pretty much. We just like to keep you updated with the president of the United States. President Donald Trump has been in office for a little over 600 days. He's made a lot of legislation, and he's right now in the process of making a lot of decisions that affect each and every one of us. However, what we like to do right now is just acknowledge and be grateful and thankful for the fact that the Obama Affordable Care Act is still in place for each and every one of the people that are on the benefiting end of that. We're going to be looking forward and staying vigilant with making sure it stays in place for those participants and the people that are receiving the benefits from it. So what we want to say right now is to stay vigilant, stay focused, pay attention to what's going on, continue to keep calling your representatives in your communities that represent you, and let them know that you are aware and what your stance is on the Affordable Care Act.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much. We are actually into the last minute of the show, so we are only going to have about 15 seconds. You've got about 15 seconds. Olita.
The pressure of all of it. I just want to say if there's any questions or any kind of help that we can give to folks, to please call our number 877-565-4477. And the IHSS program actually came out of the Veterans Administration.
Okay.
I was thinking of that as you were doing the presentation for Maggie.
Uh-huh.
And so it actually did because of the service.
We've
people
got a
coming
half a minute, ladies.
Okay. Help, so.
Thank you for that information.
Basically, I want to say I'm grateful to have been able to come today, and I'm ready to come back. And the second piece is, thank you so much.
Thank you so
for
much.
Instituting this for me.
All right.
We appreciate
Ladies and
it.
Gentlemen, we are happy to have been able to come to you one more time with a platform mm-hmm. that gives examples of service.
Exactly.
The Raymond Hall Show is a platform where service is demonstrated. We ask that you would go to the various platforms to tune in, like us, and tell your friends about us. Because I'll tell you something, if you don't put some service in, somebody is going to entangle you and the community in their service, and it's not going to be a benefit to you. So we are asking you to, in your life, purposefully include service. We want to thank Maurice Studios for allowing us to broadcast here in Los Angeles in the Leimert Park community. We want to thank Olivia Agar for coming all the way, a long way to visit, and we want to thank Maggie for coming in and everything. We want to thank you all for that lifetime of service. I am never going to sign off without thanking the best part of this show to me, because she helps do so many things.
Thank you,
ladies
so
and
much,
gentlemen.
And I appreciate it.
It's someone who committed themselves to service, and I have to say this. Mrs. Erica Flynn Walker committed herself to service with all of the things that she had and has to do. She says that I will be of service. I will not turn my back on those who need service. And it's infectious. If you open yourself to service, then others will open themselves to service. This is the Raymond Hall Show, and we are thankful, and we say we'll see you
next time. And thanks so much for watching. We look forward to hearing from each and every one of you. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later at the Raymond Hall Show.
Bye-bye.